The Gem City Sports Network presents Amateur Baseball. Today's game is being brought to you by Pro Fighter Performance Products. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee. By Profiler Inc. By the USO. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio. By Darren Dowler Music. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the play-by-play action of amateur baseball. Here's Doug Brown. And good afternoon, everybody, from Gastineau Field in New Carlisle, Ohio. We welcome you to the Amateur Baseball Game of the Week. Today it's doubleheader day as the Springfield Angels take on the Dayton Wolves. And the Wolves, they are undefeated. They are 11-0 coming into this game. We were supposed to have them last week against the Rangers, but that doubleheader got rained out. So I'm looking forward to finding out when they're going to play and do those two games. Last time these two met, these two teams are very familiar with each other. They were part of the Dayton Amateur Baseball League, and they know each other very well. As a matter of fact, they played on Sunday the 23rd here at Gastineau. The Wolves won 7-5, 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Wolves. 5-6-0 for the Angels. Todd Barhorst went 3-for-5 with a double and 2 RBIs for the Wolves. And Chris Haycox went 2-for-4 with a double for the Angels. Next time up, these two teams will be down at Howell Field next week. The Wolves will take on the Mariners at 10 a.m. and 12:30, and the Angels will battle the Stars at 3:30 and 6. So if you want to see some good baseball, there you go. They'll be out at Howell Field next week. So we're going to take a break. Be back with the starting lineup right after this.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGQ-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From spirit gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals.
The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
And back here at Gastineau Field, we're waiting on the umpires, and they are crossing the street right now. So here we go with the starting lineup. First of all, for the visiting Angels, leading it off and playing center field will be Joey Cherry. Batting second, the catcher, Ethan Ernst. Batting third, the shortstop, Justin Brown. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Derek Smith. Batting fifth, the pitcher, Daniel Miller. Batting sixth will be Stephen Bly. And also Dennis Fry, they will be switching out. Batting seventh will be Nick Flaker in left. Tuttle will be at second base. I don't know his first name. And Matthew Bynick will be playing right field and batting ninth. Once again for the Angels, Cherry in center, Ernst behind the plate, Brown at short. Smith at first, Miller on the mound, Bly at third. Flaker at in left, Tuttle at second, and Bynack in right. On the mound for the Dayton Wolves will be Austin McFadden. McFadden making his fifth appearance. He's 3-0 on the year. He's pitched 13 innings, given up 15 hits, 6 runs, all earned. He's got a 4.15 ERA. He's walked 4 and struck out 15. He's hit 2 batters. Double dip here today, the Angels and the Angels and the Wolves. The other games today scheduled for the area, and after the rains yesterday, I doubt some of these games get played. The Wild Boars take on the Knights in a doubleheader at 10 and 12:30 down at Kettering Field. That I doubt happens. The Scouts will take on the Machine at Carroll High School at 1 and 4, so they're just about ready to get started. River Bandits and Rangers play a doubleheader down at Howell Field. That's iffy there. The Diamondbacks take on the Orioles in a doubleheader down at Schoolhouse Park. Probably go there. The Stars and the Red Legs will do battle at Middletown Madison High School. And then finally, the Mariners and Dodgers will do battle at 3:30 and 6 down at Kettering Field. The standings go like this. It'll be the Rangers at 12-0, Wolves at 11-0. They were supposed to meet Matt last week, but rain canceled them out. The Dodgers are in third at 9-2, the Wild Boars at 8-5. The Knights come in also at 8-5. They're tied for fourth with the Boars. Angels are at 6-5. The Machine are at 7-6. Red Legs are at 6-6. The Orioles at 6-8. Scouts at 4-8. Mariners at 4-9. Stars at 3-10. Diamondbacks are at 1-10, and the River Bandits at 0-11. So, coming up Wednesday, we'll have the MVABL All-Star Game down at Dayer Ballpark. The Home Run Derby starts at 4, in which Todd Barhorse has won all the ones down at Dayer Ballpark. So should be interesting to see how that goes. And then the All-Star Game itself starts at 7 o'clock. We'll have both here on Gem City Sports Network, and it is free to get in to Dayer Ballpark. So if you've never been down there and you want to get a chance to see it, there you go. So check it out. We're going to take another break. I'll be back with the first pitch right after this.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com. Or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Back here at Gastineau Field here in New Carlisle. Waiting for the Wolves to take the field since they are the home team here in game number one. Looks like one guy is late getting here for the Wolves. Let's charge him. So the managers are meeting out at home plate, and we'll go over the Wolves lineup for you. Let's see. Austin McFadden is, like I said, Austin McFadden is the pitcher for the Wolves. And here's the lineup for the Dayton Wolves. It'll be Daniel Barhorse leading off, playing center field. Todd Barhorse will bat second, play third. Garrett Wissman will bat third and catch. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Kyle Markle. Batting fifth will be Sean Phillips at first base. Batting sixth, Dylan Snyder in left field. Batting seventh, the DH, be Mike Barhorst. Batting eighth will be Mark Barhorst, the shortstop, and batting ninth would be the second baseman, Aiden Kelly. On the mound for the Wolves, for the Angels, will be Daniel Miller. Miller is making his fifth appearance. Has no record. He's pitched 15 innings, given up 15 hits. 9 runs, 3 earned, 1.80 ERA. He's walked 12 and struck out 15. He's hit 4 batters. So the Wolves are in the field, and they will line up like this in the field. It'll be Phillips at first, Kelly at second, Mark Barhorst at short, Todd Barhorst at third. Dylan Snyder in left, Daniel Barhorst in center, Kyle Markle in right. Garrett Wissman behind the plate, Austin McFadden on the mound for the Wolves. So, like I said, these two teams are very familiar with each other, and they've met many times in the DABL. So the meeting is breaking up. So let's see here. So we are getting set for action here at Gastineau Field. The dimensions here at the field are 330 down the lines, 340 in the alleys to right and left center field, 375 to dead center field. And yeah, writing down stuff here, so. Yeah, first base is Smith. So get set, or we are getting set for the first pitch, and so sit back and enjoy today's game between the Angels and the Wolves here in game number one. Game two coming up supposedly about 4 o'clock. Each game will be 7 innings, and so let's have some fun. So here we go. Leading it off will be Joey Cherry. Cherry, one of the all-stars from the Angels. He's batting 360 with no home runs and 5 runs batted in. And he's got 9 hits on the year, 9 for 25. So he steps in, batting right-handed. So here we go. It's Cherry standing in, batting right-handed as McFadden gets the sign. Here's the windup in the first pitch of the game. Line drive down the left field line. Base hit for Cherry. One pitch, and he's on at first base with a base hit. That'll bring up Ethan Ernst. Ernst batting 077 with no home runs and 1 run batted in. He'll be batting left-handed. Justin Brown on deck. McFadden sets, looks over at first base, rocks and fires. A little bunt back into the screen. 0-1. A little windy today here at Gastineau. We had rain overnight, but per usual, it is a great place for baseball, and it's very well kept, and we're playing. Others may not be. There's a pitch. Misses high for a ball. 1-1. Game time temperature brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. 72 degrees with a north wind at 6 miles an hour. Humidity 69% and the dew point 61%. So perfect for baseball. Ball two. 2-2 to Ethan Ernst, the catcher. Runner on at first base. McFadden sets. They'll check the runner over at first base and fires. Outside and high. Ball three, 3-1. Outfield straight away for Ernst with Justin Brown standing on deck. There's a stretch and the 3-1 pitch coming. Plate warden swinging a miss, strike two. So full count to Ernst. With the wind blowing the way it is, ball gets up in the jet stream. Mick could land in the creek on the other side of the fence. I think he said there was a creek on the other side. Here's the stretch by McFadden. He checks around at first and fires, and a swing and a miss, strike three. First strikeout for McFadden. That'll bring up Justin Brown. Brown batting 357 with no home runs, 9 runs batted in. There's a fly ball hit out towards center field. Going back to center fielder. It is over his head. And stopping at third will be Cherry. So a double for Justin Brown. I'm going to bring up Derek Smith. Smith batting 333 with 2 home runs and 13 runs batted in. There's the first pitch to Smith's inside for a ball. 1-0. One down here in the first. Cherry standing over at 30. Led off the game with a single on the first pitch. McFadden delivers. Ground ball, third base side, foul, down. And count as 1-1. To Derek Smith. Daniel Miller on deck. McFadden staring in at his catcher. Now he sets and looks back over to third base. Rocks and fires. This is low and outside for a ball, 2-1. McFadden sets, looks it in, and fires. Fly ball hit out towards left field. Going back as a left fielder. And he's got it. And coming into third base is Brown. And Cherry scores, makes it 1-0. So two down. I'm doing the scoreboard too. So two down, that'll bring up Daniel Miller. Here's the pitch in the line drive, base hit into center to left field. That's going to score Brown. Miller's going to stop it first with an RBI single. So quickly, it's 2-0. With two down, that'll bring up Stephen Bly. Bly batting .321 with no home runs and 8 runs batted in. So the Angels scoring early. So Derek Smith will run for Miller, who's pitching today. And they do this in that league. They do that in this league. McFadden sets and delivers. In there for called strike one. No balls, one strike. Outfield straight away and a little deep for Bly. Here's the pitch. Misses inside, not by much. One ball, one strike with two down here in the first inning. 2-0, Angels lead it. Cherry led off the game with a single and scored. Ernst struck out. Justin Brown doubled. Here's a fly ball back out of play. Looking. And that's going to hit right behind the first base dugout, which is occupied by the Angels. Third base dugout occupied by the Wolves. Wolves are home team in game one, Angels in game two. Like I said earlier, earlier this year, the Wolves won 7-5. There's a stretch by McFadden. It checks the runner at first down, delivers, misses low. Two balls, two strikes. On deck is Nick Flaker. There's a stretch by McFadden and the pitch. Ground ball, third base side. Our horse picks it up. Fires over to first, and they got it. So the Angels, they get two runs on three hits. There were no errors and a runner left on, and at the end of a half inning, it's the Angels 2 and the Wolves coming up back after this.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGQ-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Hey, back here at Gastineau. 2-0 is our score. It'll be Daniel Barhorst, Todd Barhorst, and Garrett Wissman due up for the Wolves here in inning number one. Defensively for the Angels, it goes like this. Smith at first, Tuttle at second. Brown at short, Bly at third. Flaker, Cherry, and Beinek left to right. Ernst on the mound, or Ernst behind the plate, and Miller on the mound for the Angels. Daniel Barhorst standing in. He's batting .425 with no home runs, 10 runs batted in. So Miller on the mound, he winds up and fires and misses inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Miller, the ace of the Angels. Here's a windup and a pitch. Just misses outside with a breaking pitch, 2-0. Miller's been pitching a long time for the Angels. Here's a windup and a pitch. Outside, ball three, 3-0. Nice little breeze coming out of the west. Here's a windup and a pitch. Called strike one. Three balls and a strike. Kind of looking forward to watching the Major League Draft tonight. See if any of the... Here's a ground ball right back at Miller. Picking up as a shortstop. He's going to fire over to first, and they got him. It was 1-6-3. Because it went off Miller's hand. Went to the shortstop, Brown, and he fired over to first. Got him. So one down. And that will bring up Todd Barhorst. Todd batting .537 with 3 home runs and 21 runs batted in. First pitch to him was high for ball one. Todd, the head coach of the Chaminade Julianne Eagles, and he's also won the home run derby down at Dayer Ballpark. Here's a full line drive down left field line, foul. One ball, one strike with one down. Garrett Wissman on deck. I think there's about 3 or 4 flyers that could possibly go in this year's draft. Here's a windup and a pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards center field. Going back is Cherry. Going back. Gone. Home run. Fourth home run by Todd Barhorst. That was right out towards dead center field. So Barhorst puts the Wolves on the board. It's now 2-1. Two down with one out. One down. Time called. Ball went over the H&R Block sign out there. Garrett Wissman will stand in. Garrett batting .273 with no home runs and 4 runs batted in. Wait a minute. I take that back. He is batting .343 with a home run, 13 runs batted in. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. Two was our score. This could be a very interesting ball game. Here's the pitch. 1-1 to count. Miller getting the sign from his catcher Ernst. Here's the windup and the pitch. Breaking pitch stays outside for ball 2-1. Miller rocks and fires 2-1. And that hits him. So that puts runners at that'll put Wussman on at first. That'll bring up Kyle Markle. Markle batting .412 with no home runs and 7 runs batted in. One down, a runner at first base. 2-1 is our score here in the bottom of the first inning. They play 7 in doubleheaders here in the MVABL. Seven innings during the week, too. Of course, the All-Star game, it'll be 9 innings. There's the pitch. Runner goes. And it's going to be a wild pitch as Wussman gets down to second base. Want to know the count. Game 2 scheduled for 4 o'clock, but I doubt it. I think it's going to start a little bit earlier. Here's the pitch. This is side for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. Cloudy, overcast skies. Temperature in the mid-70s right now with a good wind blowing out towards left. Here's the pitch by Miller. Breaking pitch stays outside for ball 3-0. Garrett Wussman standing at second base. Todd Barhorst put the Wolves on the board with a solo homer to center field. His fourth of the year. Here's the pitch. Got the corner. Called strike 1. 3 balls and a strike. 1 down, 1 on. 1 in. Miller sets, checks. The runner out at second base and Wussman. Here's a fly ball hitting out towards center field. Cherry coming in on it and has it. And there's 2 down. Let me bring up Sean Phillips. So, Sean Phillips will stand in. Phillips batting .488 with no home runs, 12 runs batted in. It's 2 down here in the bottom of the first. 2-1 is our score. Miller looks back at second base. Here he delivers way outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. We will have that All-Star game for you on Wednesday night, along with the Home Run Derby. Home Run Derby starts at 4. The game starts at 7. The pitch is in there for a called strike. 1 ball, 1 strike to Sean Phillips. Dylan Snyder on deck. Wolves in their black jerseys with gold trim on their numbers. Angels in their red jerseys with white numbers. Here's the pitch. As Miller steps off the rubber. Outfield straightaway and a little deep for Phillips. Here's a fly ball right side. Going over is Smith and he can't hang on to it. Got a little too close to the fence. A ball and 2 strikes with 2 down. Miller will stand in, or Miller will toe the rubber. There's a stretch by Miller. He looks back at second base. Rocks and fires and a pop-up right side. This time Derek Smith has plenty of room. And he's got it, and that's going to do it for the Wolves here in inning number one. They get a run on a hit. No errors, a runner left, and at the end of one, it's the Angels 2 and the Wolves 1 back after this.
Miller Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Dennis Fry will lead it off for the Angels here in the top of the second. There's a ground ball, slow roller, foul. 0-1 to count. They changed things around on me on this here. So here we go. McFadden rocks and fires, and if we're called, strike two. Here's a pitch. Fly ball right side, but foul. Can't say no balls, two strikes. No balls, two strikes. The leadoff hitter here in the second inning. Fry, one of the all-stars from the Angels. Here's a loop for her out towards right, and that's going to get down for a base hit. So Fry is on with a base hit. And that'll bring up Nick Flaker. Nick batting 242 with no home runs and three runs batted in. Laker playing left field today. Nobody out here in the second inning. Pitch in there for a called strike on the inside corner. 0-1 to count. Runner at first base and Fry gets a short lead. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right up the middle. Just went right past McFadden. So the first two are on for the Angels, and that'll bring up Tuttle. And I didn't see any name on it. This will be his first game, I believe. Yep, first at bat for Tuttle. So runners at first and second with nobody out. There's a stretch by McFadden, and he delivers. And if we're called strike one. It was a major league game earlier this week. I think it was either Thursday or Friday that only lasted an hour and 51 minutes. Swing and a miss, strike two. That was the Indians and Royals. Or Guardians and Royals. I knew I was going to say Indians, but Guardians and Royals. It was a stretch by McFadden. Pop-up right side. That's going to get out of play. It's in the west or eastbound side of 571. Count stays no balls, two strikes with nobody out here in the second inning. Two runners on. Fry and Flick are both singled. There's a stretch by McFadden. He'll deliver. Ground ball to shortstop. Hard horse over to second for one. And that's not going to, they're not going to get the second one. The runners at first and third with one down. They're bringing up Matt Bynack. Bynack batting 333 with no home runs, three runs batted in. Runners at first and third with one down. There's a stretch by runner goes at first. Grounder right back to McFadden. Here comes a runner in from third. And did they get him? He's out. Dennis Fry was scrambling all over the place to get back. So it goes 3-2 on the put out for him. And Bynack was out 6-3, I think. Well, that's going to do it here in the second. No runs on two hits. There was no errors. And one runner left, and at the end of inning and a half, it's 2-0, or 2-1, Angels.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. And back here at Gastineau Field, 2-1 is our score. Angels leading it. And you know that with us doing this for 11 years now, we're on our 11th year, I've had the honor and the pleasure of doing a lot of these games. And it's something I've wanted to do for a long time. Here's first pitch is in there for a called strike to Dylan Snyder. Snyder batting 438 with a home run, four runs batted in. Pitch by Miller. Breaking pitch over just a little high for a ball. One ball, one strike. You know, and meeting all these people, you know, the ADs, coaches, players, fans, it's been a pleasure. This down low for ball two, 2-1. And we're hoping to do it for at least another couple more years, at least for me anyway. Looking forward to the football season. We've got 10 games lined up. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. And
just been a lot of fun. Two balls, two strikes to lead off hitter here in the second. Here's a line drive out towards right center. That's going to get down. Snyder's going to round first. He's going to go to second. He's going to round second, going to go to third with a triple. So the leadoff hitter gets a three-bagger out towards right center field. And that'll bring up Mike Barholz. Dylan Snyder. Snyder's first triple of the year. That'll bring up Mike Barholz. Mike batting 250 with no home runs and 13 runs batted in. He's got one standing over there at third base. We're going to have a change out. Cherry's coming in and going out there to center field is Tuttle. Cherry's going into second base. So some changes already. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. One ball foul right at the plate. That guy's right off Mike's foot. Ball and a strike. Game two about 30 minutes after this one's over with. Barholz, then Mark Barholz, Nathan Kelly. Here's swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls and two strikes. One-on-one to count to Mike Barholz. He's the DH today. Miller sets, looks over third base and fires. Fly ball, well hit out towards right. Going back as a right fielder, he's got it. And that's going to bring in a run. That's going to make it 2-2. That's going to bring up Mark Barholz. There's a windup in the pitch to Mark. Pitch is in there for a called strike. Mark batting 194 with no home runs, 8 runs batted in. There's a windup by Miller. 1-1 pitch. And a ground ball, slow roller to Bly at third. He's going to pick it up, fire over to first, and gets past Smith. It's going to be an error on the third baseman. Smith's going to, Barholz is going to end up at second base. And that'll bring up Aiden Kelly. Kelly batting 571 with no home runs, 3 runs batted in. He's one of the representatives for the Wolves in the All-Star game on Wednesday. One down here in the second inning. 2-2 is our score. Mark Barholz standing out at second base. Here's a stretch. He looks back at second. And Miller fires. It's outside for ball. One ball and no strikes. To pick up the game on Wednesday, it'll be radio1.gemcitysports.com. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. 1-1 to count. Miller staring in at Ernst. Now he sets, looks back at second base. Fires, misses low for a ball. 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. Barhorst standing out at third or second base. There's a stretch by Miller, and he fires in there for the called strike on the inside corner. Two balls and two strikes with one down. Miller sets. Misses for ball, 3-2 to count. Miller looks back at second base. Ball four. That puts runners at first and second. They're bringing up Daniel Barhorst, who grounded, went 1-6-3. He grounded the ball right past Miller. Miller stuck his hand out, slowed it down, and shortstop was able to pick it up and fire over to first. So one down here in the second. 2-2 is our score. One run in. Miller taking a little bit of time walking off the rubber. Walking off the mound, I should say. Now he stares in at Ernst. Now he kicks and fires the first pitch. This is outside for ball. One ball, no strikes. Yeah, a little bit of a powwow. I don't know if they got the game started down at Howell Field or at Kettering Field. Or even Carroll, to be honest with you. But Wild Boars were taking on the Knights at Kettering Field at 10 and 12:30, so they should be well into their second game. Scouts and Machine were playing at Carroll, 1-4. Here's a pitch. End of a cold strike. 1-1 to count. Miller standing in, or staring in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. A ball and two strikes. Here's a stretch by Miller, and he'll deliver. Foul back into the screen. Count stays 1-2. Todd Barhorst on deck. He belted a solo home run in the first. This field drains pretty well. We had a lot of rain yesterday. There's a stretch. Miller looks back at second base. Keeps it down low, 2-2. Ken Fife does a great job getting this field ready. There's a stretch by Miller, and a 2-2 pitch coming plateward. And a ball into the... Almost got Brad Webb down there in the first base dugout. Two balls, two strikes with one out. Runners at first and second. Mark Barhorst, who reached on an error, is at second. Aiden Kelly walked as at first. Miller staring in at Ernst. There's a stretch. He looked back at second. And he delivers and a fly ball back out of play. Count stays two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, one down, two on. 2-2 is our score. stretch by Miller. Looks back at second. And he fires in a ground ball foul. It rattles around in the Angels dugout. Count stays 2-2. Defensively now, it's Flaker, Tuttle, and Beinack in the outfield. Wyatt third, Justin Brown at short, Cherry at second, Smith at first. Ernst behind the plate, Miller on the mound for the Angels. Miller sets and fires outside for ball three. 3-2 is our count. Is the count. Three balls, two strikes with one down here in the second. Miller sets and fires. Fly ball hitting out towards Tuttle out in center field. Going back, and he can't. Goes off his glove. And they got Kelly at second base. So it goes 8-4 on the putout by Kelly. Daniel Barhorse is on first with an error on the center fielder. Mark goes over to third. So two down. Miller trying to get out of this inning with just a run scored. Two down. Todd Barhorst has stealing second with Daniel Barhorst. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. I have all kinds of stuff for you on Wednesday. There's a pitch by Miller, and he fires. Fly ball hit out towards left. Going back is Flaker, and off the wall. Here comes Mark Barhorst to score. Daniel Barhorst comes in to score. It's a double for Todd Barhorst, and it's now 4-2. So he's got three of the four RBIs. Todd Barhorst does, and that'll bring up Garrett Wisman. Wisman was hit by a pitch his first time up. So two down, and three runs in. Pitch gets away. Todd's going to go to third. 1-0 the count. So now a runner at third base with two down. Wisman ended up at second base in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards left center field. That's going to get down. That's going to bring in Todd Barhorst. It's going to make it now 5-2. And that's going to bring up Kyle Markle, who flied out to center first time up. So Wisman will sit down, and Aiden Kelly will run for him. Markle flied to center. Pitched way outside for a ball. Gets past Ernst, and Kelly goes to second. Four runs here in the second inning. is a pitch. Ground ball this time to the shortstop. Pick it up, fire over to first, and that's going to do it for the Wolves here in the second. They do get four runs on three hits. There was two errors and a runner left on, and at the end of two complete. It's the Wolves 5 and the Angels 2 back after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network. Yep.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But it can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGQ-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
To the third inning we go. For the Angels, it'll be the top of the order, Cherry, Ernst, and Brown. So Cherry leading it off. He singled and scored in the first inning. One pitch and it went out to left center, or to left field. There's a fly ball out towards left. That's going to be caught by the left fielder and Dylan Snyder. So one up, one down. They bring up Ethan Hurst, who struck out. His only time up. That's the only strikeout that McFadden has. So one down here. Angels trail by 3-5-2. There's a pitch. In there for a called strike one. No one won the count to Ethan Ernst, the catcher. Here's the windup by McFadden, and the pitch is high for a ball. One ball, one strike. One down here in the third. Here's the windup and the pitch. This is low for a ball. 2-1. Cherry flight out to left. Ernst now has a 2-1 count on him here in the third. There's a windup and a pitch by McFadden. A swing and a miss. Strike two. This is outside for ball three. 3-2 the count. With one down here in the third. 5 runs, 4 hits, no errors by the Wolves. And Angels had 2 runs, 5 hits. They've got 2 errors, and they stranded 2. Ball 4. So, Ernst is on with a walk. That'll be the first walk issued by McFadden today. They bring up Justin Brown, who doubled his first time up. And scored the second run of the game. Pitches high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. McFadden sets, and ground ball foul down the third base side. almost went into the Wolves dugout. One ball, one strike. Brown standing at first base, being held on by Sean Phillips. There's a stretch by McFadden, and he fires inside for a ball, 2-1. Both these teams will be down at Howell Field next week. Wolves will be playing at 10 and 12:30. They will take on the Mariners. The Angels will be playing at 3:30 and 6. They will take on the Stars. Here's a fly ball, well hit out towards right field. Right fielder over has it and throw in as ball gets past the first baseman. Nice job by Markle out there and right. So two down. I bring up Derek Smith, who had a sack fly that got in Joey Cherry to lead for the first run of the game. Miller on deck. Throw over the first, and runner not too far off the bag. Ernst, he looked that far off the bag. McMillan's shakes off a couple of signs. Now he sets and delivers. And they're called strike one. The ball's in the strike. Here's the pitch. Up high, ball gets away. And going into second is Ernst on the pass ball. That went off the glove of the catcher. So now they're going to send a pinch runner out to run for Ernst. Justin Brown will now run. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards center field, and our horse is right there for it, and that's going to do it for the Angels here in inning number three. They get no runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left, and at the end of 2.5, it's the Angels trailing 5-2. We'll be back right after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, Visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
It will be Phillips, Snyder, and Mike Barhorst do up here in the bottom half of the third inning. They sent eight men to the plate in inning number two, scoring four times. Four times. They lead at 5-2. Doubleheaders are seven innings each. And the games on during the week are seven innings. So here we go. Miller delivers. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. The ball's in the strike. Here's the pitch. This is inside for a ball. Phillips flied to first. It's only time up. Time called by Phillips. One ball, one strike, the count to him. There's a pitch and a ground, slow roller. Back to Miller. He's going to pick it up, flip it over to first, and that's one up, one down. I bring up Dylan Snyder, who tripled out to right center field his first time up. And scored the first run of the inning in inning number two. There's a windup and a pitch by Miller. Swing and a miss, strike one. The ball's in the strike. Five, two is our score. The Wolves leading it. Here's the pitch. Break pitch over. It just misses inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Miller getting the sign. Here's the windup and the pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards left, but well foul. As a matter of fact, I think it hit a semi out and it is sitting out there. And that was pretty well hit. A ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, that is well hit. That is going to be out of here. Home run by Dylan Snyder. So he's got a home run and a triple. That makes it now 6-2. And that went over, well over the 330 mark. I'm going to bring up Mike Barhorst, who had a sack fly out to right his only time up. There's a pitch. Got the outside corner for a called strike one. Mike will be the manager for the one of the teams in the All-Star game. There's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 the count. The Wolves have scored in each inning. They scored one in the first, four in the second, one in the here in the third. Oh, and to the count. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. One down. Nobody on. Mark Barhorst is on deck. Here's the windup and the pitch. High and outside for ball two. 2-2 the count. Miller winds and delivers a 2-2. Fly ball hit out towards first. first baseman Smith has it, and there's two down. That will bring up Mark Barhorst, who reached on an error his first time up. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. He also scored the second run of the inning, inning number two. Miller rocks and fires. The pitch is in there for a called strike one. Miller delivers a check swing and he goes. 0-2 the count. Miller delivers. Called strike three right at the letters. And that's going to do it for the Wolves here in the third inning. They do get a run on a hit. No errors, nobody left. The end of three. It's the Wolves 6. And the Angels 2, back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
We move on to the fourth inning. And it will be Miller, Bly, and Fry. Here in the fourth inning. Pitches, misses outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Two, Daniel Miller, who singled his first time up. There's a pitch in there for called strike. 1-1. Line drive, base hit out towards left field. Miller's going to stop at second base. Hit number six for the Angels. Miller leads off this inning with a base hit. Help his own cause. Since he is down 6-2. Derek Smith will run for him. Stephen Bly will settle in. Grounded out to third. It was pitched by it was pop-up calling for Phillips, and he has it, and there's one down. One down, that'll bring up Dennis Fry, who singled it out to right center field his first time up. He's thrown out 3-2. He's scrambling to get back to the bag. He never touched it, but he got tried to scramble his way back. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swing and a missed strike one. Fadden sets. He'll throw over to first. Runner back safely. Ground ball to the shortstop. Marhorse picks it up, stepped on second, and fires over to first. Double play. Goes 6-3 on the double play. That's going to do it for the Angels here in the fourth. No runs on a hit, no errors, nobody left at the end of three and a half. It's the Wolves 6 and the Angels 2. Back after this timeout, this is the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
To the bottom half of the fourth inning we go. It'll be Kelly, Daniel Barhorse, and Todd Barhorse due up as they come calling here in the fourth inning. The Wolves do. They lead it 6-2. So, Kelly will stand in. He walked his first time up and was thrown out 8-4. He didn't go on a fly ball. Or it was a base hit, I'm sorry, base hit. And he was out 8-4. Or no, I take it back, it was an error. So Miller will stand in, or go from the windup. Here's the pitch. Misses low for a ball, one ball and no strikes. There's a windup and a pitch by Miller. And that hit him. Kelly's on being hit by pitch. Second one of the day by Miller. That'll bring up Daniel Barhorse, who reached on an error and is grounded out. 0-2 with a run scored and a stolen base. There's the first pitch. In there for called strike one. Miller looks over at first. Kelly not too big of a lead. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Or one ball, one strike. Starting to warm up a little bit. Sun's peeking in and out of the clouds. Miller looks over at first. 1-1 pitch and a fly ball to the left side, but out of play. Down by the storage shed. Ball and two strikes. Dragons playing right now. They played. They won last night. 2-1. There's a stretch and a look over at first. 1-2 pitch, swing and a foul tip. A foul. So another strikeout by Barhorse. So going down to second will be Kelly. They bring up Todd Barhorse, who's 2-for-2. He scored twice, hit a solo home run in the first, doubled in the second. Miller stares in, now he gets a sign, looks back at second base. Kelly, a good lead out there. Ricky pitch misses high and outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. These two teams will do battle again, game two. There's a stretch, look back at second. Kelly, a good lead. Here's a pitch way outside, gets past Ernst. A wild pitch. Sends Kelly over to third. Two balls, no strikes to Todd Barhorse. Garrett Wisman on deck. Two balls, no strikes. One down here in the fourth inning. Aiden Kelly over at third base. Miller delivers. He uncorks one, and here comes Kelly, decides better of it. Ball hit the screen, came right back to Ernst, and Miller was right there to tag him out if need be. 3-0 the count to Todd Barhorse with Garrett Wisman standing on the deck. Miller fires and a fly ball hit out towards right, or out towards center field, I should say. Center fielder has it, and that's going to be a sack fly for Todd Barhorst. And his fourth run batted in today. Makes it now 7-2 with two down. It'll bring up Garrett Wisman, who is 1-for-1. He was hit by a pitch and also singled. He was stranded second each time up. Pitch aside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's the windup and the 1-0 pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-0. Miller gets the sign from Ernst and delivers the 2-0 pitch. Pop up right side, but out of play. Almost got a car. Almost. This is one road I wouldn't want to come down on a Sunday afternoon. His pitch check swing. He goes around. Two balls, two strikes, two out. A lot of traffic on 571. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball three, 3-2. 571, Monument Avenue, downtown Dayton, when the Dragons play. You don't want to go down there. Here's the pitch. Ball four. Wisman is on with a walk. Second one issued by Miller today. And that will bring up Kyle Markle. Markle 0-for-2. Fly to center, ground is short. Here's a pitch by Miller. This is a little bit outside and low. One ball and no strikes. The other road I wouldn't want to go on is the entrance ramp from Edwin C. Moses to northbound 75 when the University of Dayton is playing. Pitch zone, got the outside of the plate. One ball, one strike, the count. Miller will set, looks over at first base. Fires outside. Ball two. See a paint crew coming by here. They're not painting the street. Here's a pitch. This is low for ball three and one. Three balls, one strike, two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's a stretch. Miller delivers, swing and a miss. Strike two. 3-2 the count, so Wisman will be off and running. His brother Nick also plays on this team. Nick is a pitcher for the University of Dayton Flyers. Here's the pitch. Runner goes outside, ball four. So, runners at first and second with two down. And that'll bring up Sean Phillips, who has flied to first and grounded him back to the pitcher. Pitching a fly ball right side, that's out of play. Another Cardinals guy hit. One account to Phillips. Grounder to the shortstop. Fire over to second, get the lead runner, and that's going to do it. No runs on no hits. There were no errors, two runners left. The end of four complete. It's the Wolves 7 and the Angels 2 back after this.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. To the top of the fifth inning we go. It'll be Flaker, Tuttle, and Beinek due up for the Angels here in inning number five. McFadden delivers the first pitch in there for a called strike to Flaker. Nick singled it to center his first time up, was forced out at second. There's a pitch by McFadden, high and outside for ball two, ball one, one ball, one strike. Pitches in there for a called strike one or two. A ball and two strikes to Nick Flaker with Travis Tuttle on deck. Here's a pitch, breaking pitch. It stays a little high for a ball. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes to leadoff hitter here in this fifth. They play seven and doubleheaders. No different. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. Count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, the leadoff hitter. Outfield straight away for them. For Nick. Wind up in the pitch. Foul back into the screen. Count stays 2-2. Interesting to see Dare Ballpark again. I did one game down there for the Flyers, and they got all kinds of new lighting and everything down there. Two balls, two strikes. Dragons are off. It's pitch. Foul back into the screen. Count stays 2-2. I think it was catcher's interference. So that'll bring up Travis Tuttle, who reached on the fielder's choice his first time up. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one to Tuttle. Tuttle started at second, went to center. Now he's in left. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards center field. Going back his bar horse on his horse, and that is over his head. Flaker's going to round second. He's going to go to third. Bar horse having a hard time picking it up. Tuttle's in at second base. So runners at second and third with nobody out. That is hit number seven for the Angels. That'll bring up Matt Beinek, who grounded out to short. Here's the pitch. Grounder, base hit into left field. That's going to score two, or score one at least. Flaker comes in to score. And it's now 7-3, and nobody out. They bring Gibson Fry to the plate. Gibson batting for the first time tonight. Gibson 0-6 on the year. Looking for his first hit. The runners at first and third with nobody out here in the... Oh, yeah, almost. McFadden almost balked. Come very, very close to balking. Pitches a ball. No ball and no strikes to Gibson Fry. McFadden sets, looks at first, now fires. Swing and a miss, strike one. One ball and one strike. Nobody out, runners at first and third, one run in. 7-3 is our score, Wolves lead it, trying to go 12-0 on the year. Here's the pitch. Pop up, back out of play. Count goes to one ball, two strikes. Now the Rangers, they're playing the River Bandits right now down at Howe Field. That is if they played. Some of these other fields like Kettering Field and Howe Field don't know if they get played or not because foul back. They don't work on them like they do here. And I'm not downing Dayton Ford. Supposed to be a pretty nice night for baseball down on there on Wednesday. It was a stretch. I looked back over at first, and McFadden delivers, swing and a miss, strike three. So Fry is out on strikes. That'll bring up the top of the order, Joey Cherry. Cherry is 1-for-2 on the day. Singled and scored in the first. Flied out to left his last time up. Runner goes, and they try to play, but it didn't work. So going to second is Matt Beinack with a stolen base. They were thinking Tuttle might come in to score, try to score. It's in there for a cold strike. There's a pitch and a foul at the plate. Oh, and two to Beinack. Or to Cherry, I mean. I got 6-3. Where's it? I missed a run somewhere. There's the 0-2 pitch. And the dirt for ball. One ball and two strikes. Pitch and ground ball to the shortstop. Runner coming in, score, and over to first. So that goes 6-3, but a run scores. And going to third is Beinack. Makes it now 7-4.
I got it. I'm so slow.
There's a pitch by McFadden. And if a cold strike one to Ethan Ernst. Ernst struck out and walked his two times up. So two runs in here in this fifth inning. Foul back into the screen. 0-2 the count. Oh, and 2 the count to Ernst with Justin Brown on deck. There's a stretch and the pitch. This is low for a ball, one ball and two strikes. McFadden sets, looks back at for third. Called strike three, and that's going to do it for the Angels here in inning number five. They do get two runs, though, on two hits. No errors, a runner left. At the end of 4.5, it's the Wolves 7 and the Angels 4. Back after this, this is the Gem City Sports Network.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You
got a king?
Go fix that!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, and sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRG2-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, any time, McAfee. By Profiler Inc. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio. By the USO. By Darren Dowler Music, and by the Gem City Sports Network. I'll tell you about Darren Dowler after this inning. It'll be Snyder, Mike Barhorst, Mark Barhorst do up for the Wolves here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They lead it 7-4. There's a windup and a pitch by Miller. High and inside, a little bit of sweet chin music there. Ball inside for ball two, 2-0 the count. There's a windup and a pitch by Miller. Breaking pitch stays high for a ball. 3-0 the count. Ball four. They put Snyder on. Snyder was 2-for-2 on the day. Let's bring up Mike Barhorst. Barhorst had a sack fly in the second and flied out to first. Ball gets away from the catcher, going down to second is Snyder. Ball and no strikes to Mike Barhorst. Wind part starting to pick up a little bit, as you can probably hear in my microphone. There's a line drive right to first base, but first baseman and Smith's going to step on the bag. And going to third will be Snyder. So one down. They bring up Mark Barhorst, who reached on an error and struck out looking his last time up. Seven to five is our score. Seven runs, five hits, no errors for the Wolves. Pitches in there for a called strike. Four runs, seven hits, three errors for the Angels. Miller looks over at third base, now fires, and a ground ball right past shortstop, and in comes a run. And Mark Barhorst is on with a base hit. That makes it now 8-5. Or 8-4. One down, another bring up Aiden Kelly. Kelly is not having official at bat today. He's been hit by a pitch and walked. So Snyder makes it now 8-4. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, third base side, picking up Spry. He's going to fire over to first. And Smith can't pick it up. It's going to be an error on the first baseman this time. They'll make it the third baseman because it bounced up there. It's going to put runners at first and second with nobody, with one down. And that's going to bring up Daniel Barhorse. Barhorse 0-for-3 on the day. It's grounded out, reached on an error and scored in the second, and it struck out swinging his last time up. So one down with runners at first and second. Miller looks back at second and fires. This is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Miller looks back at second, now fires. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from Ernst, but not far enough. 1-1 to count. This is the fourth error of the game for the Angels. One ball, one strike, one out to Daniel Barhorst. Pitches high for a ball. 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one down. Runner at first and second. Kelly at first, Mark Bohorst at second. Pitches outside for ball three, or inside for ball three. There's a stretch by Miller. He fires in a foul right at the plate. Count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Runners at second, at first and second. Miller staring in at Ernst. Gets the sign, looks back at second base. Fires a 3-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Strikeout number... looks like two. No, three. So two down. That'll bring up Todd Barhorst. Barhorst has a home run, a double, and a sack fly. Fly ball hit out towards right. Right fielder camping underneath it and has it, and that's going to do it for the Wolves here in the fifth. They do get a run, though, on a hit. There's an error and a runner left, or two runners left, and at the end of five complete, it's the Wolves 8. And the Angels 4, back after this.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
We know that purchasing a new system is...
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
to the top half of inning number six, and the Angels one setting up Ernst, Brown, and Smith. Wolves have 8 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They've stranded 4. The Angels, 4 runs, 8 hits. They've committed 4 errors, and they have stranded 6. Ernst will stand in. He is 0 for 1 with a walk. He also has a strikeout. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Once again, these two teams played back in April, and it was the Wolves winning it 7-5. Here's a windup and a pitch. Ground ball foul. 1-1 to count. Game 2, 30 minutes after this one's over with. One ball, one strike, the count to Ethan Ernst. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. 2-1 to count. McFadden rocks and fires. Pop up in the infield. Going back as Barhorst. Has it, and there's one down. I should clarify that. That was Mark Barhorst. They've got 4 Barhorst standing out there in the lineup today. 3 are on the field. They'll bring up Derek Smith. Fly ball out towards left and foul. That was Brown that fired out. So Derek Smith is up. He had a sack fly and a fly out to center. One ball, one strike to count to Derek Smith with Dan Miller on deck. There's a windup and a pitch by McFadden. Breaking pitch over for a called strike 2. One ball, 2 strikes with 1 down here in the sixth. 8-4 is our score. Here's pitching a little squiver. Todd Barhorst picks it up, and they got him. Just got him. By a half a step. It couldn't have been any more than that. So 2 down. And that'll bring up Daniel Miller. Miller 2-for-2 on the day. 2 singles and an RBI. McFadden rocks and fires. Up high for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Dog's on the other side of those trees about the left field. They pitch down low for ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. McFadden going a distance, as is Miller. McFadden getting the sign from his catcher. Here's the windup and a 2-0 pitch. And if we're called, strike 1. Two and one to count with 2 down here in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. And if we're called, strike 2 to Miller. Deuces wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Here's a windup and a pitch. Line drive. Base hit by Miller. That's his third of the game. out to dead center field. Miller trying to keep this thing alive. Or trying to help his own cause. And that'll bring up Stephen Bly, who's 0 for 2. He's grounded out to third, he's flied to first. There's a pitch. Fly ball out towards left. That's going to fall for a base hit. So the Angels still hanging in there. That'll bring up Dennis Fry. Fry is 1 for 2. Singled in the second, grounded out to short his last time up. McFadden looks back at second, now fires. In there for a called strike. At the knees. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Grounder, right back to McFadden. He's going to pick it up. Fire over to first, and that's going to do it for the Angels here in the sixth. They get no runs on two hits. No errors, two runners left, and at the end of 5.5. It's the Wolves 8 and the Angels 4. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
I want to make mention of a friend of mine who has helped us out in the past with the opens and stuff like that, and that is Darren Dowler. Darren is a very good musician. He's a singer-songwriter. He's acted in movies. He does cruise ships. He does a lot of stuff. He's a jack of all trades. Let's put it that way in the entertainment business. Log on to DarrenDowler.com and listen to some of his music. Like, he's played with the Righteous Brothers. He's been with Paul Revere and the Raiders, Letterman, Backstreet Boys, a lot more. So check it out, DarrenDowler.com. Wolves will send up Garrett Wissman, Kyle Markle, and Sean Phillips here in the sixth inning. They lead it 8-4. 8 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Wolves. They've stranded 4. The Angels, 4 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors. They stranded 8. Wissman will stand in. He is 1 for 1. He's been hit by a pitch. He's walked and singled. He's been stranded at second all 3 times. With all the rain we had yesterday, and I understand that it came down pretty good here at Gassiner, because I was talking to Kenny Fife earlier. He said it came down, and but the field was in great shape as Angels and Wolves play a doubleheader. Here's fly ball back out of play, 0-1 the count. Kenny keeps his field in great shape. I mean, it just... A lot of other places would not have played, but Kenny works on this field probably about 20, 30 hours a week. Next pitch is in there for called strike 2. He's out here today. He cut the entire field in less than an hour. He was flying around here. Here's the pitch. Pie for a ball. Ball and 2 strikes to count to the leadoff hitter here in the sixth inning, and Garrett Wissman. Kyle Markle on deck. Here's a Miller delivers. Fly ball heading out towards center field. That's going to get down, and nice job by the center fielder cutting it off. So Wisman's on with the base hit. Hit number 7 for the Wolves. Let's bring up Kyle Markle. Markle on today is 0-3. Or no, he's 0-2 with a walk. I'm sorry. Here's the pitch. High and inside. Almost hit him in the head. Unintentionally, of course. Markle standing back in after a close shave on that one. Miller looks over at first base. Wisman a good lead. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch stays high for ball. 2-0 the count. Next week, we will be, hopefully, at Carroll High School. Here's a stretch and a look over at first base. Miller delivers the foul back. 2 balls and a strike. Next week, we are supposed to be at Carroll High School, and it will be the Dark County Dodgers taking on the Miami Valley Machine. That's if we have access to the press box at Carroll. Here's the pitch. Foul ball back out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes to count. If not, we will pick another game to be in. Miller sets, looks over at first. Now he fires. Outside for a ball. 3-2. Several games to choose from. We could be here for just 2 games. And that is games at 12:30 and 3:30. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Over to second for one. Over to first. Double play. So 6-4-3. It'll bring up Sean Phillips. Phillips is 0-3. Phillips has flied out to first, grounded out to the pitcher, and reached on a fielder's choice. So 2 outs here in the 6th. There's a pitch inside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Miller delivers. Fly ball. Hit out towards right field. Right fielder has it, and that's going to do it for the Wolves here in the 6th. They get no runs on a hit. No errors and nobody left on at the end of 6 complete. It's the Wolves 8 and the Angels 4. We'll be back after this timeout. You're listening to the Amateur Baseball Game of the Week here on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler.
So we move to the top half of the seventh inning, and the Angels have a lot of catching up to do. They trail by four. Nick Flaker, Travis Tuttle, and Matt Beinack will be up for the Angels here in the seventh inning. Flaker reached on catcher's interference his last time up and singled in the second. So he's been on twice. Scored one run. Here's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one by Flaker. McFadden rocks and fires. Check swing and he goes around. No balls, two strikes to count. McFadden rocks and fires, trying to win for the fourth time. Swing and a miss, strike three. And they'll throw him out at first. That is strikeout, just number strikeout number three for McFadden. They'll bring up Travis Tuttle, who doubled his last time up and also reached on a fielder's choice. So one down here in the seventh inning. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. There's a windup and the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike. McFadden staring in, shakes off a couple of signs. Now he rocks and fires in there for a called strike. One ball, two strikes with one out here in the seventh inning. Angels need four to keep this thing going. Here's a foul back into the screen. Count stays one ball, two strikes. McFadden, 1-2 count, coming plateward. Ground ball right past him into center field. So Tuttle has another base hit. That's his second of the day. That'll bring up Matt Beinack. Beinack on the day is 1-for-2. Singled his last time up. Singled out to left field. Is hit number eight for the Angels. Or not hit number. There's Grumball to second, or short. He's going to fire over to first. Did they get him? Yes, they did. The throw was high. But Tuttle goes to second base. That'll bring up Gibson Fry, who struck out his first time up, his only time up. So he's the last hope for the Angels here in game number one. Now the umpires are discussing whether or not he got tagged. Mm-hmm. And they're still discussing it out near first base. Now they're going to have a discussion with Brad Webb. Or no, I take it back, with Daniel Miller, and he's satisfied. And there's two down. That will bring up Gibson Frye. McFadden sets and delivers. This is low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. McFadden delivers. This is low and outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Runner out at second base. And Travis Tuttle. Here's a stretch. Look back at second, and McFadden fires in there for a called strike one. Two balls and a strike to count. Two down here in the seventh. Here's a stretch, and look back at second base. McFadden delivers. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two, so the Angels are down to their final strike. Two balls, two strikes, two down. McFadden looks back at second, now fires. Called strike three on the outside corner, and that's going to do it. Your final, no runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left. Your final score, the Wolves 8. And the Wolves 8 and the Angels 4. Wolves 8 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They stranded 4. The Angels 4 runs, 11 hits, 4 errors. They stranded 9. Winning pitcher is McFadden. McFadden will go to 4-0 on the year. Loser Miller, he loses his first game. He is 0-1. We'll be back in about 30 minutes with game number 2 of our doubleheader. Until then, this is Doug Brown saying so long. We'll talk to you in about 30 minutes. You've been listening to Amateur Baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, any time, McAfee. By Profiler Inc. By the USO. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio. By Darren Dollar Music. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for amateur baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.